It was a frightening and fatal start to Friday due to freakish weather. A woman is dead after being crushed by a tree in Cambridge. Levin's been battered by what locals call a tornado, and golf-sized hail and thousands of lightning strikes lashed parts of the Motu. But first tonight, it's been the long, long way home for many Auckland commuters, especially those trying to get to the North Shore, as the super city has been experiencing super strong winds. There's been restrictions on the Harbour Bridge, and adding to the challenge to get home, ferry sailings have been, well, on again, off again. So for the latest, we're joined by Nick Trubridge, who is near the Harbour Bridge. Kia ora, Nick. What's the situation there now?
Hi, Lisa. Well, your timing is absolutely immaculate, I've got to say, because just as you've come to us, it appears as though, as a man walks past with a lovely Labrador there, it appears as though the Harbour Bridge has just opened. The trucks that were pushing all of the traffic to one lane only, two lanes only each way, have just been removed, so traffic is flowing. But there's a backstory here, of course. It didn't open before it opened. There was a hell of a lot of chaos on the roads in Auckland. Traffic has been backed up to a roundabout Spaghetti Junction. That's kilometres down the road from the Harbour Bridge up until about a few minutes ago. And to make matters worse, there was a traffic breakdown on the tunnel in the lead up to the Harbour Bridge as well. As for the latest situation, well, up until about 5 minutes ago, there were no buses allowed on the Harbour Bridge because of those winds. You ask, how strong are those winds? Well, Met Service have been reporting gusts of up to 80 kilometres an hour on the Harbour Bridge. It looks like buses are now allowed on, unless a naughty bus driver's snuck through, because I did see one just come through. Let's hope he's supposed to be there. And you mentioned the ferries as well. There's been on again, off again ferries all afternoon. The latest update we had was that Birkenhead, Bayswater, Pine Harbour and Devonport were cancelled, but we've just heard in the last couple of minutes that they're now back on. They may be off again later on tonight. Let's just see. But if Marika just pans back to the shot that we started on there, for those of you who aren't watching at home, traffic is still pretty backed up in Auckland heading north over the Harbour Bridge. It's four lanes across, as I said, backed all the way back up to Spaghetti Junction. And there will still be some delays. Earlier we heard from Auckland Transport saying if you are getting public transport home, the route to take is Britomart to Henderson, that's on the train, and then from Henderson, bus to Consolation Drive. Now, of course, that advice, now that traffic's flowing, has just changed. If you were to take that trip, this is the advice, but that's a two-hour ride home. So if that's the way you're going to go, well, you're in for a long journey. But as I say, Lisa, things slowly starting to return to normal after a fairly chaotic afternoon, you'd have to say.
Thanks, Nick. That is Nick Trubridge there with the latest on the Harbour Bridge. Advice to you would be to check out AT's advice on their website to see what the latest is. As Nick says, the bridge appears to be flowing a bit more with some extra lanes open there. But to get the latest, go online.